Hello, this is James Rock. Welcome to the Big Business Issue. The latest post is the value of being authentic. I had an interesting meeting with a chief executive officer this week. Our discussion focused on his desire to develop his business authentically, but he was worried about the opinions of significant and vocal shareholders who are constantly pushing him for short-term profitability. He felt that board meetings had recently become something of a battle zone. And despite a track record of success, he felt both insecure and angry that these shareholders are taking such a short-term perspective. This isn't a new phenomenon, of course. It's a well-known fact in publicly quoted companies and is often one of the key reasons for underinvestment. Our conversation reminded me of an interview I heard recently with the owner of a Japanese family business that had been trading successfully for more than 100 years. He attributed the long-term success of the business to a philosophy of growing like an oak tree, not like a watermelon. He knew that slow organic growth made for a strong business with a heart of oak. He had seen many businesses that had pushed for aggressive and acquisitive growth, but that had failed or been taken over and integrated into other companies. I thought it was a good lesson for sustainable business. But the oak tree metaphor didn't really help my client. He could see the long-term benefits, but he needed help to convince his shareholders that adopting an authentic approach can deliver increased shareholder value in the short term too. So he sat down and brainstormed just some of the benefits, which included increased sales. Increasingly, customers seek to do business with sustainable companies and those that fulfill a social need. Customers of authentic businesses tend to tell their family and friends, and these word of mouth recommendations result in more business. And happy customers keep returning, so customer retention is higher. There are reduced operating costs too. A true sense of purpose helps everyone in the business focus on their core competence and reduces distracting activities. Marketing spend is lower, since word of mouth overtakes advertising and special offers as the principal source of acquiring new customers. Staff turnover is reduced, resulting in lower recruitment and training costs. Staff feel more rewarded, since money isn't their key motivator, resulting in greater productivity. And suppliers are more helpful, since the respect you show earns their loyalty. They go that extra mile to deliver on time, help deliver new products, and find joint ways to reduce total costs. Increasing sales and reducing costs increases shareholder value. Sustainable growth and steady contracts leads to this sustainable growth, and this results in an increased price to earnings ratio. Increased profitability, when multiplied by a higher price to earnings ratio, delivers higher business value. And finally, business success attracts more potential buyers, further increasing shareholder value. The above benefits now need to be quantified, but the chief executive feels reassured that he can justify investing in developing an authentic business strategy and adopting authentic leadership across the organisation. Is this an opportunity for you too? Why not get in touch for an exploratory chat about the benefits that your organisation could get from authenticity? Thanks a lot. See you soon. Bye for now.